T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And how would you describe his mood?
It was about kind of Zoom calls are hard to begin with. You know, they're just clunky. But then, you know, the Michael Thomas stuff, I mean, for you preface it by saying he's not going to talk more about it and then kind of drop, you know, what was, you know, pretty emphatic about it. You know, wished it would have happened sooner. In fact, it should have. So didn't really talk about it much more than that. So, I mean, it's overall, it was about what I expected. And then because Mickey was first and Mickey didn't really – Mickey was, you know, didn't talk much about Mike Thomas at all, other than, you know, they tried the conservative approach. It didn't work. And so I had the surgery in June. So Sean followed with really a much more stronger comment, didn't add on to it. But it was fairly the message was received. Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, Mike, when I look at Mickey's playing the game and Sean kept it real. Now, obviously, I understand Mickey's position and where he's at with the team, running the team, and what he says. But Sean, a lot of times, if you get under his skin, he's pretty honest. And the one thing, when I look at Michael Thomas, like, Michael Thomas is a dog. He's tough. He's a guy you want on your team. But Michael Thomas is a little selfish. But a lot of receivers are prima donnas. You know, look at all across the league. On different teams, I've been around them. You know, throw me the damn ball. I want to be – this is what we have to do, and I want to be a big part of the offense and all that. Very few receivers have a team concept. You know, in most receivers, going back to Terrell Owens, Ocho Cinco, a bunch of them, you know what they want? They want to win, but they want to be one of the main reasons why the team won. So let's say the team wins – and you have double-digit wins, and maybe they got a couple of two or three catches and not necessarily recognized for the victory. You know why? Because if they don't have the numbers, they won't get paid. But that's what discourages me about Michael Thomas. He's gotten paid, and he should be a better team player.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping – I mean, he would have been – you know, during the offseason, you talk about who is going to have, like, a breakout year in 2021, and he would not have been on anybody's list, but he was kind of on my B list, meaning he had such a strong 2019, and 2020 was so weird. The injury, the disciplinary action kind of came back, wasn't didn't feel like he was the same offensively. And I think he's one of those guys, and you know, Bobby, you know, there are certain receivers that you get him into the game early. You throw him a pass early, down and out for 5 yards. You get him the ball early, and it feels like he's more into the flow of things. And I just felt like it seemed strange to say, but I felt like he was one of those guys who needed to have a solid 21 because 20 just felt so awkward.
Since he got his contract, Mike, if he misses 4 to 5 games this year, he will have played basically less than one season's worth since getting that big contract.
Yeah. And and he just hasn't had the impact, really.
And if you look, Mike, when he talked about Ryan Ramczyk, you know, getting a deal, he said he's been available. That's saying a lot.
To be held accountable, you got to be available. That's right. Why I have never, because I think he's given a hometown discount, Cam Jordan. You can't find a better individual playing 97% of the snaps, Cam Jordan. Cam Jordan never went on the open market. He could have got even more money, all pro. but he's always available so you can hold him accountable. Now, we get kind of spoiled. We want him to have more 2019 season in 2020, but you can still rely upon Cam Jordan. So that's why when you look at how a team is structured and who you're counting on, the one thing is going to be in his best interest, Mike, if Teron Armstead is available throughout the season, because we know he has the physical ability. If he plays awesome, okay, Ryan Ramczyk was always available as of late. Look, since he came into the league, and he was awesome, and we paid him. Teron Armstead, if he continues, based on his ability to kick butt, if the Saints don't pay him, somebody's going to pay him. But then you got to be available, again, like I said, to be held accountable and luck with injuries. Because the strength of our team, the number one strength of the New Orleans Saints, I'm telling you, I'd put this against any team, is our offensive tackles. There's no one to me, I think it's arguably in the conversation, that Ryan Ramczyk and Teron Armstead is as good as any duo of tackles in the whole National Football League. I don't know if I could say that about other positions. Maybe Alvin Kamara at running back. I mean, now, Mike, I'm looking at, if I'm playing Alvin Kamara, you know, he's the top receiver. That's who I'm double-teaming. Whether it's out the backfield, whether in the slot, you play short and long, in and out. I mean, come on. There's going to be a lot of pressure on whoever's the quarterback to move the chains and have success offensively.
I totally agree, because that we went into this offseason thinking who was going to emerge as the receiver to complement Mike Thomas, to take the pressure off of Mike Thomas. And now with Thomas not there,
he's the guy.
Saquon and Marquez, who we were, you know, we're having these guys were, you know, step up years, you know, because we needed him to because of the position. I mean, Saquon, because he's in his fourth year, you know, it's time, you know, where he was drafted. Marquez has looked great, but, you know, he's young. And so but now, you know, you're right. It takes the pressure and puts it right on Kamara again. Makes your offense work harder.
Mike, we counting on Deontay Harris, who's definitely a better version of Tommy Lewis, but I still view Deontay Harris as just a sexy piece. I mean, I look at him. We utilize him in the passing game, but I still view him as a returner. You might run the right timing, a jet sweep, or you throw him a screen, or as a punter, a kick returner. But to say that he's going to be the next Tyreek Hill, like the Chiefs receiver in offense, come on. You have some fans texting me to say, oh, watch out for Deontay Harris. He might be, but that's the kind of wishful thinking. Come on.
I'm with you. Agree 100%. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, I mean, they signed Chris Hogan, which, by the way, they signed him during the press conference. Justin had set it up. So I was curious. I'd ask Coach, as I'm curious about his background. I mean, he's played in the NFL a long time, but the guy was playing lacrosse. That's what he was doing, prior to being on this football team. He's a good athlete, 33, but I thought that was, I mean, when was the last time that you picked up a guy from the Whip Snakes?
that is awesome, Whip Snakes, yeah. I mean, come on. No, it's like a journeyman type receiver. You plug and play, maybe on the back end of your roster. No, a lot of pressure on Traquan, I think, truly to step up. I think he's very, very coachable. I can tell you what, right now, I wish Michael Thomas had Traquan Smith's attitude, then he'd be a lot better human being, and maybe not a prima donna. But maybe if Traquan got all the money, he might be a prima donna.
You can never tell how someone's going to react to getting paid.
Receivers are different cats. I mean, I played with Mark Super Duper, Anthony Carter. You know who's the most humble and tough guy? Eric Martin. Eric Martin ran a 4.8 40. He'd always get open. He was tough. He was strong. Now, Andre Rison, oh, my God. I hope he didn't get arrested, more than once a week. I mean, that he was not in trouble. I mean, so I've dealt a lot of individuals. I look at Michael Thomas. He knows how to play the game. And once you paid him, and all of a sudden he wants to feel that love, you almost have to always stroke him. You got to, stroke him. I think CJ's probably done the right thing stroking him. I think Sean Payton, they've been more confrontational with Michael Thomas. But he's keeping it real. And I'll tell you, when Michael Thomas, the worst thing that happened to him is when Chauncey Gardner-Johnson punked him. He got punked on the field. You know, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, we've seen him in real games get fights with other receivers, and he don't get in trouble. They get the flag. And so, Mike, when I'm looking at that, and that how players interact with their teammates, or like, well, you know, I'm the NFL Offensive Player of the Year. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson can care less. You're out here practicing. I'm competing. I'm going to make you better. You're going to make me better. What, are you supposed to, like, go through the motions and be like, okay, like a union rep? This is a union rep. Okay, like, you know, we kind of like, okay, I'm going to chicken fight with you and you pass block and all that. It's like, yeah, you know, are we trying to get better or not? And that's the way I think Michael Thomas thought he should get more prestige considering his NFL Offensive Player of the Year, and that wasn't necessarily the case. And then he was hurt coming back and all. But a lot of that speculation, but I'm telling you, a lot of that is truth. I think Michael Thomas, he's been nothing but respectful to me. He tells me yes, sir, no, sir, and all that. But Michael Thomas knows how to play the game. I'm just telling you.
No, and what he said when he's out there. The other thing that you could glean kind of from that, not so much on Michael Thomas, but from the defensive side, is that they, you know, that other cover corner spot opposite Marshon Lattimore is there to be had. And the question is there anybody there to take it?
Not on this roster.
Well, we're going to go with Kate Crawley. Kate Crawley started in 2018. I don't think he even lasted a game. He's like he was getting burned at to take
it's
him
the
out.
Same names, same people.
Yeah.
You know, bring in Poole. But I mean, it's, I just, you wonder, it maybe, you know, again, we haven't seen Paulson yet.
Yeah. That's the X factor. You're right. Look, a rookie boy, we need him to come out the gate smoking.
Right.
Paulson and Debo.
Right.
Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints, Bobby Hebert, Christian Garrick. If he felt confident that he had, I'm talking about when I say he, Sean Payton felt confident that he had the answer opposite of Marshon Lattimore, he wouldn't have described the position of need as a must. You know, he talks all the time about must, needs, and wants, and must being absolute priority. And he classified it that way. He said they're still trying to find that player. So that tells you they don't believe in Paulson Adebo to be that guy this year or anybody else on the roster. They've signed a couple of guys to play the interior slot, pool, Patrick Robinson's in that mix. But I don't think that he just told you that guy's not on the roster.
Well, Christian and Mike, how do we even know? We didn't even have no mini camp OTAs. I mean, did they have maybe on their own? I mean, they practice without the coaches and all?
I think Sean Payton is telling you his vision for Paulson Adebo, at least his rookie year, is not to be the starter
on
the outside.
Well, we've had a country club offseason. Are we back in the Greenbrier? I mean, I'm like, what the? I mean, I'm very discouraged. Mike, I wanted to read this to you because it does matter different individuals and different amount of success. And I like this text, Christian and Mike. This is 8746. Too bad. Maybe Michael Thomas is not more like Marcus Colston. He was such a great team player and a great player. Amen. Have we ever, his long career, did we ever say anything bad about Marcus Colston? Never. I'm not talking about never. Not even a sentence uttered ever bad about Marcus Colston from Hofstra. Never.
Or Lance Moore. You know, all those Meacham, all those guys.
But they weren't Marcus Colston.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Mike, jump in.
No, Colston, he's the classiest human being you've ever met. He played some tight end at Hofstra. So he wasn't, you know, certainly seventh round pick, comes in, gutsy, goes over the middle, catches him high, takes that safety's hit right in the head. I mean, he was brutal. And he would do the dirty work and then score his touchdown, walk over, hand the ref the football, and run to the sideline. I mean, the guy was just I've always been a huge Marcus Colston fan. I mean, just because of the way he approached the game,
the quiet storm. What a great individual. I mean, listen, let his actions do the talking. I mean, he was just unbelievable.
But he did. He would run those routes that were not, you know, not every wide receiver wants to run across the middle, 8 yards, you know, and the pass is a little high. You're just laid out there. But he would do it, man. And he doesn't have the upper strength of a Mike Thomas. A few do, but he caught that ball a lot of times. Strong hands, big shoulders. He was tough across the middle, man. Tough.
But boy, Mike, who's got a lot of pressure on, whether it's Jameis Winston or Taysom Hill, quarterback. Because I think Sean Payton knows how to utilize the tight end. You can look at past history. Just a couple of names that come to mind: Jeremy Shockey.
Jimmy Graham, Ben Watson.
They know how to utilize the tight end.
Yeah.
So a lot of pressure on Adam Trautman to step up, and because when the rush is coming, that's a security blanket. When you always want to utilize the tight end. Because I think a lot of teams are going to be focused on Alvin Kamara, but not necessarily Adam Trautman. So you know what? Adam Trautman, you one-on-one, you got to win. You have to win. It's going to be a lot of pressure. Mike, think about this. They have a lot of pressure on Alvin Kamara, and I can see fantasy players and all that. Oh, why is Alvin Kamara off to a slow start? Well, they'll gang it up on him. Because the players around him, they're not complimenting one another. And Alvin Kamara could still be the same stud that he always was. But just because the defense is focused on Alvin Kamara and he's not getting outside help can make all the difference in success.
Well, I think Trautman and Vinette combined. I mean, just because of their position. Now, I mean, Trautman had a great year. I mean, certainly as a first year, played in 15 games, started six. So he was only targeted 16 times. So we're talking about a guy who was targeted 16 times, and now we're asking him to step up to a new level because Jared Cook and Josh Hill are gone. Well, combined, those two guys caught 54 catches and 8 touchdowns. So now Vinette and Trautman, whether you like it or not, step up.
You got to replace
those numbers. Right? It's not about step up because, like, we talk about Traquan, who's entering his fourth year, high draft pick. We've seen flashes. So it's like, hey, dude, it's time. But in Trautman and Vinette's situation, it's like, you got to step up because this position, you're it for this position now. We've lost two people.
Yeah.
You're it. You had a great first year. And so I know you only caught 15 balls last year, but this is it. Go get them.
Mike and Bobby, both of y'all, I'm going to start with Mike, though. Are we overlooking or reading too much into what Sean Payton said about having the surgery earlier? What I mean by that is, you remember now, this is a coach that fired his medical staff after the Delvin Bro issue where they misdiagnosed Delvin Bro. And I'm going to read what Mickey Loomis said as well about Mike Thomas. I think we all had an expectation that the ankle would heal and he'd be fine coming into camp this year, but we got to minicamp, and it obviously wasn't quite right, so we had to make the call, and collectively we made the call to have surgery in June. Then he goes on and says, look, obviously, with hindsight, we would have preferred that surgery to be earlier in February or March, but it wasn't. It is what it is. Hopefully, he's had a good result so far, and hopefully we'll get him back earlier rather than later, end quote. I think that we might be overlooking this a little bit. I think that they're both telling you that they're unhappy with the medical staff and the evaluations and the process to rehab this injury.
Well, I guess the question then becomes to me, because this was I'm looking at this from two different avenues. One, who made the call on this conservative rehab, right? Because was that a Mike Thomas team?
Yes, that's what it was. Yes, I mean, come on.
So his team wants this conservative approach. Okay, so but then I wonder. Okay, well, because somebody asked Mickey about all these other teams and the communication issues they were having with their roster. If I've got Mike Thomas out there who's doing this conservative approach on an injured ankle, I'm talking to him in February and in March and in April.
Yes.
In May. I want to know what's going on. I'm not questioning whether the team did or didn't do it. I don't know. But I don't want to find out in June or late May that, hey, the conservative approach didn't work. Because if I know that in April or May, I go, hey, go get the surgery. Conservative approach ain't working. So, that was my take on it. I didn't take it that he was questioning the medical team. I just took it that they went with Mike Thomas's conservative approach to the rehab.
They went with Mike Thomas's people, and that's a bunch of BS.
Right. To me,
when the season's over, you want to help the team, you got to get surgery now. I mean, come on, modern-day medicine, surgery, you want to be able to help the team going forward. Don't wait till June. I don't blame the Saints on this one, Christian.
I'm just pointing out it's worth looking at.
Let me tell you. It's all Michael Thomas and his people. I'm telling you, the Saints needed to be more demanding. Look at what we're paying you. The season's over. You need to get this fixed. You need to get this fixed so you're ready to roll come August, September.
Bobby Hebert, Mike Haas, the voice of the Saints. Thank you so much.
Wait. Christian, one thing. Just do me a favor. During the break, because Bobby ain't going to do this, go on Facebook and go to my Haas Communications page, and I want you to show a picture to Bobby. It's training camp in lacrosse.
Oh, wow.
It is some folks he will know.
I have to see that. Thank you, Mike, because lacrosse sounds so promising right now. You wake up in the morning, it's 68 degrees.
Michael,
it'll be 68 tomorrow inside the building.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's for sure. Mike, looking forward to working with you through training camp and the rest of the season, man. It's going to be exciting.
Thanks, Mike.
Enjoy.
Yep. All right, there goes the voice of the Saints, Mike Haas. Coming back to your calls next here on Sports Talk on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.